Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The FDA is telling doctors to advise pregnant women not to use Tylenol because of its active ingredient, acetaminophen, and a potential link to autism. But ABC Steve Osunsami says
leading medical groups say that there have been dozens of large studies over the decades, and not one of them found that acetaminophen causes autism. They worry that pregnant women will now be afraid to take the drug, even when they have a fever, which they say can be more dangerous for the baby.
The White House says it stands behind border czar Tom Homan, who says he did nothing criminal or illegal amid allegations he accepted a bag of cash during a sting operation. President Trump speaks at the UN General Assembly today. France became the latest U.S. ally to recognize a Palestinian state. Israel's prime minister says Israel will react. And Jimmy Kimmel's show returns to ABC tonight after Disney suspended the show for almost a week over Kimmel's comments made about Charlie Kirk's death. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. City leaders are getting closer to opening Madison's new homeless shelter, but they're also asking for help. Until the pandemic began, shelter services were not part of the city's purview. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
The system that had served Madison and Dane County for more than 35 years, relying primarily on faith-based organizations and private donations for shelter space, meals, and operations, collapsed in the wake of COVID-19. And while it is not traditionally the job of city government to provide homeless shelters, either here in Madison or around the country, it was the city and Dane County stepped up to preserve and improve these vital services.
The city and county were involved in a few different projects, including the shelter site on Zaire Road and a campground. Now, the next big project is the 24/7 men's shelter. It's on Bartolon Drive and will be able to house 250 people. The mayor announced yesterday that the city will be dedicating $1.7 million in the city's budget to the shelter. But here's the thing. It's expected to cost $4 million to run each year. That leaves a $1.3 million gap in annual operational costs.
I'm excited to announce today that a new private group called Shelter Friends will soon launch a campaign to help close the gap needed to make the most of this facility. We need the business community, philanthropists, Dane County, and Madison residents to help us.
Meanwhile, some advocates are concerned about the capacity. Porchlight's Zaire Road shelter has housed more than 350 people, while the Bartolon Drive location will only have space for 250. At the start of this year, officials and volunteers did their yearly count. They believe there are about 800 people without housing in Dane County. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, and just enough instability around whereby we could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 72. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Currently, it's 62.
Hey, Gordy, I gotta admit, these hearing aids from Madison Hearing Aid Center changed my life.
Mine too, John. I thought I needed subtitles to talk to my grandkids.
And these aren't those old giant clunkers we saw in the old days. It's got Bluetooth, it's rechargeable, the works.
Yeah, my phone connects straight to my ears. I'm basically a cyborg now.
Hey, you just figured out texting last year, too.
Yeah, baby steps. But I did call Madison Hearing Aid Center, and you should too. 608-249-4077.
608-249-4077. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Dr. Kristen Lierley, who joins me in studio. Then Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin talks about fall events. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, fueled by coffee, driven by curiosity.
John and Gordy on WMDX. Good morning, Madison.
Hello, everybody. Hey, that's us.
And good morning, Madison. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy, as you might have already been hinted at. Nice theme, you know. Very pleasant way to wake up in the morning.
Just ease you into your day,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's really great.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hey, we're making progress.
We are. We're getting through the week already.
Yeah. Kind of cloudy to start out today. And
is it?
Yeah. It's going to stay partly cloudy through much of the day. Highs around 73. Kind of getting cooler now. Right now, 61 degrees here. What does your Samsung WMDX watch say about things?
Well, it says that the sunrise should be at around 6:46.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I can't tell whether it's cloudy or not.
I know.
Sunset about 6:52.
Okay. Yeah, days are getting shorter.
Yeah.
Fall is settling in.
I kind of like it this way, you know.
Yeah.
I have to take my dog out just before sunset. She knows it. She sees it. She knows she has to take me out.
Really?
So the earlier it gets darker, the better it is for me.
Mm. Good morning to our producer, Dominic Lee. How are you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. Really? I'm going line dancing tonight again. Right. So I'm an excited, happy guy.
What a thing to look forward to.
Right.
Have you always been into line dancing, or is this just a recent
thing? This has just been a Madison thing. You know, when I was in Oshkosh, I never really got into it, but Madison really opened my eyes. That's why I love Madison.
Because of the line dancing?
Because of the line dancing only.
Country line dancing.
Yeah.
Correct.
You like that country music, eh?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't
mind it.
You
got a big cowboy hat when you go line dancing?
I've actually recently just bought one, so I'll bring it in one time. And on the YouTube, if you guys are watching on the YouTube or Facebook, you guys would be able to check it out.
Yeah,
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Exciting.
Yep. exciting.
So what bar is this that has the line dancing?
Red Rock.
Red Rock. Yes. Right on State Street.
Yeah, just down the street.
And then
there.
I can go on the bowl, too. I mean, I know they have a big mechanical bowl there.
I watched that.
Yeah.
You know, Ann and I were downtown celebrating our anniversary. We walked over to the Red Rock, and the bowl started moving around.
Yeah.
And there's no one on it.
Really?
Yeah. It was just moving around. And I thought, well, that doesn't look too dangerous, too difficult.
Right. Mm. It's difficult. And let me tell you.
You've tried it.
I've tried it. And I'm a short guy. I can barely get on top of the thing. And it flung me off. It was scary.
All right.
Yeah. You guys should try it, too. Maybe we go remote and we go on the. Yeah.
I think you're looking at two people that don't quite have the joints for that anymore.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well,
I don't know. You know, what a horrible thing to say about Madison. Well, line dancing, ever since I came here, line dancing is the thing to do. No.
Well, you know, for
that's not Madison to me. I have never thought of it before.
I don't know. I think it depends on the person. I think it depends on if you like dancing in general.
Yes.
I think that that's the cup
that's
of tea.
That's the way to go?
That's the way to go, at least.
Does your girlfriend enjoy that? Is she
loves
the one
it.
That...
She likes it more than me, which is... I'm starting to think maybe I don't like it as much as she does.
All right.
Doing it out of the kindness
trouble
of my soul.
Trouble brewing there. That's okay.
Well, you know, there are a lot of different conflicting things going on here for me anyway. You know, country music sucks.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a bunch of anthems tied together on the radio. I don't know why anybody would listen to this trash. It's nothing like classic country.
Right.
Nothing
That's
like
the thing.
It.
It's turned into top 40.
Yeah, it's just top 40 stuff.
With a country twang.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's just awful stuff.
It's not like Willie and Waylon and the boys.
No, no. Yeah. The Outlaws, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
George
you know,
Jones.
Hey, it's just something for you to think about. You know, do a little investigating. Understand what you're getting into. You're supporting a music that is rotten to the core.
Wow. Right. I can request songs. Maybe I will request something from Willie Whaley's and the boys.
Definitely.
Maybe I'll do something like
definitely
that.
Do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
See what that.
Yeah.
Yeah. See
what
see
happens
where that
then.
Gets you. Yeah.
Everyone leaves. Then.
They're not going to like that. Let's see. Well, Jimmy Kimmel's going to be back on the air tonight. You heard that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got your text on that.
Yeah. So, see what that's all about. I wonder if that'll get big ratings. Yeah.
You know, I just love Sinclair Broadcasting. Yeah, they're so right-wing, and now they're not going to play it. I'm wondering what kind of reaction there's going to be for their viewership.
Right.
Right, because it's not like, you know, everybody is a conservative or a mega like Sinclair Broadcasting.
Mm. Well, yeah. Just have to wait and see.
You know, there's so many outlets that are so conservative in this country. The liberals have never thought about having like a media organization, syndication, anything. You know, we're just sitting back watching Republicans do this left and right. On the airwaves.
What do you think? Will Jimmy Kimmel have to apologize? Is he going to have to make a statement of some kind?
You know, I didn't think about that. No. Mm-mm.
I would doubt it. I don't think he's the kind of guy that's going to do that.
No.
But
think it was summed up by ABC's official statement on that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that story in a few moments. I don't want to blow all the stories out, you know, before, 6:15?
Right?
We got to pace ourselves here. I did hear something that I don't have on the schedule, but I heard on the way in, and that is the Trump administration charging $100 million to get H-1B visas.
Right. Per company, right?
Per person.
No.
Per person.
Per person?
Yes.
I thought it was a company, like a certificate that you got. And now you can do that. No?
No, it's per person.
Oh, my.
And, I know. It's crazy, isn't it? And you're thinking.
So they get a license.
Is there a place that money's going? See, no one
into
seems
Donald
to be,
Trump's pocket.
See, yeah, no one seems to be asking that one question. Well, where is that $100 million going?
Yeah, I don't know.
So and then I heard in the story that the smaller companies that can't afford $100 million,
most of them.
Yeah. Yes, like most of them. Are at a dramatic disadvantage to the larger companies that can afford it, pay it grudgingly, but can afford it, will have a major advantage getting the best of the best at their corporations for $100 million.
You know, again, we played, you know, Dr. Evil, remember?
Sure.
$1 million, yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay, well, let's listen to that. And he also brings up he's prompted to increase it. And what did he increase it to? Well, to what it costs now to bring him in.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Well, don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days.
Okay, then. $100 billion.
Oh, billion. Okay, so here we are. We're sitting here, you know, thinking, well, this is Dr. Evil stuff, but it's reality now.
Yeah.
It's reality. And all these companies are going to be put at a disadvantage because there are a lot of startups out there, a lot of companies struggling. They need the best of the best, and they bring a H-1B visa in. I'm not sitting here supporting H-1B visas. Mm-hmm. It's taking jobs away from those people here in this country who have the same training, have gone to the same colleges that the other people have gone to, and they're not getting the jobs. H-1B visas are taking those jobs. So anyway, it's something to think about. And who gets the $100 million and where does it go? It's like, yes, it's like the tariff money. Well, we know that's coming in, and they're bragging about how much they're getting, but where are we spending it? Where are we
Where does it go?
Where's the little piggy bank that it's going into?
The treasury? Where
does it go? But what are they doing with the money?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And we're not asking these questions. What are you doing with it? You know, this is such a major political grift.
Well, Congress is supposed to be doing the oversight, but they're out of the loop completely. They can't track the money because it's not going to them.
That's true.
You know,
that's true. They don't have anything to do. They're bumping into walls. All they do is, well, should we pass a CR?
I
or
don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, how many people can we get on here? Yeah, they're just. You know, it's such a low bar for Congress at this point. They don't have to do nothing. And then, you know, someday along the way, you know, the Democratic president will come in and Congress will say, wait a minute, that's our job.
Yeah.
And the president will say, no, it hasn't been for quite a while.
Yeah. That's the way that rolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to Would You Rather, because it's time to do right. that. So hit yes. the thing and let's do that. Make it happen.
All right.
Is it new open?
It's time to choose your own destiny.
What?
This is Would You Rather.
Wow.
It's time to choose something.
That, I'm guys? Liking I'm liking the music, too.
Yeah, it's a little, and you
get to the topic immediately.
It's not a long, yeah.
No.
Catherine okay. suggested it yesterday. She's like, you got to change that. All right. First question.
All right.
Would you rather, at the beach, would you rather go in the water or build something in the sand? So if you're in the beach, go in the water or build a sandcastle. What would you do?
Oh, I'm going in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. I would build it. You wouldn't want to build a sandcastle?
Nah.
No,
don't get all that sand all over you, and you're in sandals. And
yeah,
you get it in your toes.
You don't want that.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well,
it's all gritty. What would you do?
I think I would build a sandcastle. I love building moats around my sandcastle, making it amazing. Yeah,
okay. Really? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well,
to each their own.
Second question, and you have to choose one for the rest of your life. Would you rather only drink hot dog water or bong water?
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have an option. You do have an option. It's only those two options.
How many times have we actually drank the bong water there, Gordy?
Accidentally?
Yes, accidentally.
I'm thirsty. What's that?
Kind of slurp it down.
Yeah.
No. I was wrong. I have to correct myself. $100,000 for the visa. You were right on that. I think you mentioned it, Gordy. Yeah, $100,000.
$100,000 per person.
Yes, per person. Yep.
For the visa,
and it's for the entire year.
Mm.
Oh, yep. Well, that's great. What a deal.
Okay.
Anyway. I'll drink the hot dog water. Okay. The bong water is just ridiculously awful, and I wouldn't want to touch it.
Yeah, I think I would do hot dog water, too. I think I would do hot dog.
Very dangerous water.
That's true.
Really? Nitrites in it. You don't want that stuff.
So you'd go with the bong water?
No. No. I mean, it wouldn't be a regular. Did you say a regular thing, like every night?
Yeah, it would be like an every night thing. Maybe a glass of hot dog water, glass of bong water.
Hot dog water.
Wow, you might be starting a new trend in this. You know, You are going to influence Madison, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Country line dancing and hot dog water.
Okay. Did you close the book on Would You Rather?
We don't have time. We don't have time, you know? And I don't like the outro, so.
Okay.
It's not my cup of tea.
Let's edit as we go along. Yeah.
619. Coming back with more of John and Gordy on a Tuesday. WMDX.
WMDX, fueled by coffee, driven by curiosity.
Hearing loss is frustrating. If you're not sure what others are saying in conversations because of loud background noise, why not call Madison Hearing Aid Center? 608-249-4077 is their number. They offer fast and flexible appointments. Talk to Jim or Sarah. They're helping people change their lives with better hearing. Get a free hearing test online at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
Green and Gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Verlo Mattress brings you this portion of John and Gordy. Celebrate Labor Day with unbeatable savings. Get a free box or platform foundation with your mattress purchase. Upgrade your sleep experience. The Labor Day sale continues through September. Verlo Mattress, East and West in Madison. Go to Verlo.com.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy. We could, I hope, somehow get some of that $100,000 thrown our way. I mean, if they don't have a real place to put it, like a bank account or something like that, and they have a little extra, why not support smaller media in this country and help us out a little bit, right?
Sure.
I'm thinking.
That's a good idea.
Help the smaller companies.
Why not? We have partly cloudy skies. Highs in the low 70s today. It's going to be a little bit on the cooler side right now, 61 degrees. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. Let's go to the phones right now. Mark is on the line.
All right.
Good morning, Mark. What do you got?
Well, it's just another mob show. I mean, we're good old Holman just takes a bag of cash. I mean, they have him on tape taking the cash, allegedly, but he took the cash. And the Justice Department just drops it. I mean, and Trump is going to take his cut of whatever they're getting for all these fees because, let's face it, this is not a valid tax because Congress did not pass this increase in fees. I mean, that for them to step aside and not do their duty to the Constitution is kind of terrifying, actually, that just allowing Trump his free reign to do whatever the hell he wants, and the American people are going to be paying for this for a long, long time. I mean, for God's sakes, he talks about he hates everybody who's not, you know, his doesn't worship the guy, and that is just not what a president is supposed to. I mean, that Biden. I mean, look. The fact of the matter is, Biden. Then maybe Biden should have done exactly what Trump was doing, and he would have had, you know, supposedly the same power that Trump has, but he did not do it because he actually honored his oath, which Trump is not doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just...
Well, somewhere along the way, Mark, somebody's going to have to step forward and do what Trump is doing, but in a beneficial way to the American people, you know? push people around, do it. And Tom Homan, the border czar, taking all that money...
$50,000.
And, you know...
Cash in a bag.
Well, we have a story coming up later.
Yeah.
But screw it. He took the money, and of course a reporter asked Caroline Leavitt, well, is he returning the money? And she says, well, he didn't take the money. Why don't you look into it? And it's like, no one can look into it because no one's released any information on this. There's no information.
Yeah.
And I was going through the thing, and apparently within hours of Charlie Kirk's death, they're already profiting off his death. They're, you know, that they've issued coins already. I mean, there's the enameled silver round for Charlie Kirk is going at, it's 1 ounce of silver going at $99 a pop, but spot silver is $44. I mean, I looked that up yesterday. I mean, these guys, anything they can cash in, they will cash in on. And good old Stephen Miller gives his Joseph Goebbels speech that he probably just rearranged the word, translated into English and rearranged the words. He gives that as the memoriam speech for Charlie Kirk at his event down in Arizona. I mean, it is just...
What a tribute, I know, taking some of Goebbels' speech. Yeah, that was a big benefit. Of course, who couldn't recognize it? You know, it was one of the most frightening speeches I've heard. We played it yesterday, and it was just scary.
And for a man whose Jewish ancestry escaped the pogroms of Europe, I mean, in Russia apparently, and now him aping, you know, what Joseph Goebbels did to the rest of his family is just terrifying.
Oh yeah, yeah. Why don't we play that home and cut? Do we have time, I think?
I think so.
Let's play 164. Let's play that thing. All right.
So, two on the Holman investigation. I mean, can you just speak to, did the president ask the Justice Department to close the case, and does Holman have to return the $50,000?
Well, Mr. Holman never took the $50,000 that you're referring to, so you should get your facts straight, number one.
There's no facts.
Number two, this was another example of the weaponization of the Biden Department of Justice against one of President Trump's strongest and most vocal supporters in the midst of a presidential campaign. You had FBI agents going undercover to try and entrap one of the president's top allies and supporters, someone who they knew very well would be taking a government position months later. Mr. Homan did absolutely nothing wrong, and even the president's Department of Justice, even Kash Patel's FBI, looked into this just to make sure. They had a number of different prosecutors and FBI agents who looked into this. They found zero evidence of illegal activity or criminal wrongdoing. In the White House, and the president, stand by Tom Homan 100%.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. That's nice to know. But, Homan was recorded, of course, on audio tape accepting the money from a fast food chain for $50,000. And get this, this is the part I loved. Yeah. Homan was drawn into the FBI case after a target of the investigation suggested in 2023, on his own initiative, that a $1 million payment to Mr. Homan could lead to lucrative federal contracts for border security work. Uh-huh. See, so they weren't even looking into Homan. This wasn't a setup for Homan. They were told to investigate Homan.
And 2023 was a full year before the campaign even started.
Yeah,
that's right. And Homan, of course, worked in the first administration doing border work as well.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right, Mark.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for that call.
Yeah. Yeah. This is crazy stuff. You know, no details released. You better do your homework on this.
And we've got an interview with Laura Ingraham talking to Tom Holman, too.
That's
pretty amazing. We'll play that in a little while. Also, coming up after 7 o'clock, it's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Day two on that. More chances to win. Coming back with Idiocracy after the Midwest Food and Farm Report right here on WMDX.
WMDX, where thinking is still fashionable.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Wisconsin is home to some of the most innovative agricultural research groups working to better the industry for the future. One of these groups is the Michael Fields Institute. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and recently the Institute added Chuck Andaris as their policy director. He is here to share what the overarching goal is for his new position. We'll listen into that right after this.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rinkseed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Now let's listen into Chuck Andaris giving us a look into what his overarching goal is.
Kind of the overarching goals are, we want policies. We want like a, so the way I think about policy, basically to back up, is like the policy context that people live within kind of, it doesn't determine what's possible, but it determines what's likely, essentially. And so the kind of policy context that we're in right now is the most likely outcome, say for like a dairy farm, has been for the last generation, is to go out of business.
Chuck Andaris, the new policy director at the Michael Fields Institute. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving. The downward slide continues to start the day with cash and new crop corn down 1.25 at 420.5 and cash and new crop soybeans down 3.75 at 10.07.25. December wheat is down 1.5 at 509.25. Class A milk is also seeing losses with October contracts down 12 cents at 1674 hundredweight. And November contracts down 14 cents at 1621 hundredweight. Taking a look at the markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog through mid-morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, and just enough instability around whereby we could see a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high near 72. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Currently, it's 62.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA+ rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Jimmy Kimmel is back on the air. We'll explain what it means for free speech here in Wisconsin. And Badger football head coach Luke Fickell under fire. We'll discuss your chance to win green and gold tickets in Green Bay. Continue.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
And good morning to you. We've got another segment, a huge segment of Idiocracy for everybody here.
That's right.
We're going to use our imaginations today as well.
92.7 WMDX. It's 6:35. Yeah. It's cloudy out there this morning and kind of cool. 61 degrees, highs in the low 70s. Checking our WMDXradio.com poll.
Yes.
Are you planning to cut the cable to protest the network's bowing to the Trump administration? Leading the way on that is yes, but I'm still using streaming services. That's one of the selections.
That was my selection initially.
And right behind that is no, it hurts too many people working at the networks who had nothing to do with the company decisions. That's 36%. And coming in third, yes, temporarily. Well, Jimmy Kimmel's back on the air tonight.
Yeah.
There's that. I don't know if that'll affect the poll numbers, but that's what they are right
now. I was going to cut the cord from watching regular TV that was Hulu Plus. I haven't done that yet, but we're looking into it, and it'll happen. It'll happen.
Okay. By the way, as you, if you were going to our website, WMDXradio.com, why don't you check out our Alzheimer's Walk, which is coming up pretty soon. It's happening on October 5th and at Warner Park. And we need to raise some more money, so jump on that site. And it's the 2025 Walk to End Alzheimer's, Sunday, October 5th. You can join our team or just donate as you see fit there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
All right.
Idiocracy.
Let's try using our imaginations here. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I think this is fun. This is a Daily Show feature, and it's a very visual thing, but, you know, I'm thinking it could work on the radio. All right?
All right.
Let's play, and this is going to be cut 77. Remember when Trump showed Laura Ingraham the Declaration of Independence behind the curtain, right?
Oh, it was a great day.
And,
and he was showing her in the Oval Office, and, you know, and, just taking a little tour.
And Laura's reaction to
it. Oh, yeah.
And in this case, the Daily Show replaced that picture of the Declaration of Independence with the line drawing of a woman's body and the message sent to Epstein.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, so now instead of the Declaration, it's the Epstein picture, the birthday greeting. So just listen to the audio and picture that in your head and and Laura Ingraham's reaction, and let's see if you can laugh.
Okay.
And it's very cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that great? Just woke up yesterday.
Wow.
Think Joe Biden would do this? I don't think so. Do you think he'd think of it? Do you think he knows what it is?
Oh, my gosh. I just love that. I really do.
Okay.
I do like
that's
that.
Nice.
All right. Now, something a little, you know, this is kind of fun. You know, Mehdi Hasan has his own website, and they cover a lot of good news, and they're pretty point blank about their belief system over there. Mm. They're not going to take crap from anybody, and they're going to get to the heart of the truth there. So anyway, many of Sun's debate on Jubilee has been seen by so many people, but this is a segment I did not actually get. I didn't watch the whole thing. I think it was an hour and a half or something like that, right? This is just fun to listen to. Let's listen to Mehdi Hasan, where he is grilled by a woman whose parents are naturalized citizens. Now, they're talking about immigration, okay? And her parents are the naturalized citizens. So okay, she's the first-generation American citizen here. So listen to how this all unwinds here.
Immigrants, overall, are good for America.
Do you care more about helping Americans or immigrants in this claim?
Immigrants are Americans. I'm an immigrant and I'm American.
Well, immigrants are not Americans. Americans are the people that were born here.
That's not true. What's the basis of your claim for that?
Are you talking about people that get naturalized in the process of becoming American?
14th Amendment. Have you read it?
Okay, yes, I have.
Citizenship clause. It says any persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens of the United States.
I'm aware of that.
There's about 40 to 50 million naturalized Americans in this country.
Yes, but
you didn't seem aware of it because you said Americans versus immigrants.
So, but are you understanding that the process of getting all these immigrants that come in here for, we've been also, the millions of immigrants, it's up to the millions, it's the last 20 years now, and it has dramatically affected Americans here in the country, which
positively, people, I would argue.
In regards of just your claim about immigrants specifically, we cannot even get jobs to pay for housing.
Unemployment is at a record low right now, even under Donald Trump. And I'm not a Donald Trump fan, but I would say unemployment under both Biden and Trump has been at record low levels.
Okay. Is this in regards for American citizens?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm unaware of that statistic, but from what I see, from what I can
see, I'm an immigrant and an American, and I employ many American citizens, both naturalized and the ones born here. I employ Americans.
My parents came
Americans as defined by you.
My parents came as immigrants and became naturalized, so I'm not necessarily opposed to immigrants.
So you're the child of immigrants.
Correct. I'm a child of immigrants. I was born
But you
here.
Don't accept that immigrants are Americans.
Not at this moment.
So your parents are not Americans.
Not at this moment.
Hold
no,
on. Your parents are not Americans.
They're citizens. They became naturalized.
You just said you can't be citizens by being naturalized.
No, I was born here, and I'm not opposed to naturalization.
Right? But
against naturalization. Are you
against naturalization?
No, I never said I was against
naturalization. You began. Everyone was here. They can play it back on YouTube. You said Americans or immigrants. Are your parents Americans or immigrants?
No, my parents are United States citizens.
But they're immigrants, you said.
No, they came here as immigrants. However,
so they are immigrants. Here as an immigrant. I'm
but
an immigrant.
At this point, when they came,
with the way this is going for you.
The United States economy was not at.
It's better now. The American economy is better than it's been for many years.
Not from the
and I can say that as someone who doesn't like Donald Trump.
We're
which
giving
statistics
millions
are you
and billions of dollars
which
to people of minorities as well as.
The reason the economy is doing badly now is because Donald Trump's tariff policy. Nothing to do with migrants. In fact, the congressional.
We can't even start businesses.
I'm an immigrant. I started a business.
Because the SBA is giving people billions of loans.
I didn't take any loans from SBA.
I'm not saying you did, but statistically speaking, they're giving billions of loans.
So should we do statistics? According to statistics, immigrants are 80% more likely to be entrepreneurs than native-born Americans.
Sure, absolutely.
More likely to start businesses and hire Americans.
No, I'm aware
of
that.
Immigrants are more likely to pay in taxes than take out in benefits. They're more likely to add to innovation and jobs and wages.
That's right.
This is what the statistics show.
Okay.
So that's great. She did not do well. Yeah, and that's where it pretty much ended. He's a great debater.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him do more.
Mehdi Hasan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
All right. I don't know how many people heard about the third boat being blasted out of the water by the Trump administration.
Are you kidding?
No, I am not kidding.
I have not heard about that.
This happened a little while back, maybe 3 or 4 days ago, a week maybe. This is the Political Girl, her commentary on it. It's a cut 146, and she tells the story.
First they came for the drug dealers, and I said nothing because I was not a drug dealer. President Trump just revealed that the U.S. has blown up a third boat they claim was running drugs off the Venezuelan coast. We know these boats had people on them, but we have yet to see any proof that they were actually smuggling drugs. And it's going to be hard for us to find that proof because we blew up the evidence. What I need for people to understand is how unhinged this behavior is coming from the American government. Because we are currently engaged in extrajudicial killings in international waters. Even if those boats were filled with drug traffickers, which we will never know, trafficking drugs is not a capital offense. So our government just murdered those people in cold blood. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it has anything to do with keeping us safe from drugs. I think the Trump administration is testing the waters. both literally and figuratively, to see how we react to them mass murdering people without evidence or a trial. Donald Trump knows he's never going to be held responsible for these killings because the Supreme Court gave him immunity. In fact, when the immunity ruling came down, one of the dissenting justices made the argument, so the president is just allowed to murder people now? And I think watching these boats blow up, the answer to that is a horrifying yes. But the administration is also watching how we, the American people, react to these killings. Are we outraged? Do we protest people's right to due process? Do we say, stop, we're not a country that systematically murders people? Because what does the government learn if they get away with these actions without consequence? They learn that they're allowed to kill people without cause or evidence. And all of a sudden, those international waters can become American streets. Because if they can just kill people claiming they're a threat or a drug dealer or a terrorist, what stops them from saying that about anyone they want? This is the same government saying that all Democrats are murderers and killers and enemies of the state. So it is not a jump to start thinking that they could start killing the left in the name of safety. And if they can kill us, then they can kill you. Mm-hmm. Because the rule of law no longer exists. If we let it go now, we will never get it back. Which is why you really need to care that they keep blowing up these boats.
There you go. Yeah. Pretty
was that?
Pretty astonishing. That is the political girl.
Oh, there's yes.
A lot of commentary.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this, I don't know if this is getting as much cover as it should. The New York Times rebuked the Pentagon's reporter restrictions. Now, you might have heard about this. The Department of Defense explains it remains committed to transparency, but now requires approval before reporters can publish their stories.
Whoa.
They have to get it reviewed by the Department of War. All right. This update comes days after Trump filed a $15 billion lawsuit against the Times. This is what the Times statement said on this. Asking an independent journalist to submit to these kinds of restrictions is at stock odds with the constitutional protections of a free press in a democracy. And a continued attempt to throttle the public's right to understand what their government is doing. This is yet another step in a concerning pattern of reducing access to what the U.S. military is undertaking at taxpayer expense. Our journalists will continue to report the facts deeply and fairly. So they're not going to take a knee on this one.
No, stand up to it.
Yeah, they're restricted in walking through the Pentagon halls. they were able to do that before and just talk to anybody about anything in conversation, but they can't do that anymore.
Now they got to get a hall pass.
Yes. when you said that, I flash back to my high school days when I created my own hall passes.
Oh, those were the days.
And for some reason, they believed them. Yes, those were the days.
Yes. The days of easy forgery in high school.
The thing is, you know, every teacher had their own hall pass.
Yes.
So there were no standard hall passes. So I made my own thinking, well, they're going to think it's some teacher's hall pass. They're not going to ask any questions.
It worked.
And I was right.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, they eventually called me the Phantom.
The Phantom.
No, really. So I had the fake hall pass and I got the name the Phantom.
Did you have to do detention or anything? Or you get just...
No. I never got caught. Never got caught.
Wow, that's amazing.
And then after a while, I became a hall monitor. So full circle.
Wow. Well, those were the days. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you.
It is 6:48. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll reveal the keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Your chance to win cash and gold and the grand prize.
A Trump gold card?
No, that's not part of the deal.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy for this Tuesday morning. WMDX.
Hey, Hey, Gordy, I gotta admit, these hearing aids from Madison Hearing Aid Center changed my life.
Mine too, John. I thought I needed subtitles to talk to my grandkids.
And these aren't those old giant clunkers we saw in the old days. It's got Bluetooth, it's rechargeable, the works.
Yeah, my phone connects straight to my ears. I'm basically a cyborg now.
Hey, you just figured out texting last year, too.
Yeah, baby steps. But I did call Madison Hearing Aid Center, and you should too. 608-249-4077.
608-249-4077. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Welcome to the age of stupid. Stupid. Welcome to the age of stupid.
John and Gordy in the morning. WMDX, the age of stupid. As we continue Idiocracy here on the program.
652, cloudy skies today. Maybe a little bit of sunshine peeking through once in a while, but cooler. High of just 73, right now 61. Okay.
All right, let's finish off the Homan story. This is just fantastic. So Borders our Tom Homan took some money, $50,000.
Yes,
and to Laura help people get jobs concerning the border.
Mm-hmm. And Laura Ingraham interviewed Tom Homan about all this $50,000 cash that he took.
It's caught on audio tape.
Yeah.
So it happened, and he wasn't initially a person of interest. Another person of interest referred him, saying, hey, you go to this Homan guy.
Check this guy out. let's listen to Laura Ingraham's take on this with Tom Homan.
All right.
And they said that you took $50,000 in cash in a bag from an undercover FBI agent to help them win government contracts in Trump's second term. The DOJ said they concluded there was no criminal wrongdoing, but nevertheless, that story is out there, and I imagine you want to respond to that.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I did nothing criminal. I did nothing illegal. And there's hit piece after hit piece after hit piece.
Yeah.
And I'm glad the FBI and DOJ came out and said, and, you know, said that nothing illegal happened.
Because
nothing,
you can trust them now.
No criminal activity. You're talking about a guy who spent 34 years enforcing the law. I mean, I left a very successful business that I ran to come back and work for a government again. I'm back on a government paycheck.
Yeah.
Not only did I sacrifice my my family sacrifices. Yeah. I make sacrifices every day. I got more death threats than anybody. I got a security team around me, but guess what? My kids don't. My wife don't. I mean, I haven't lived with my wife in months because I don't want her to be here right now with all the threats. So after all the sacrifices, after serving my nation all these years, they want to come out and dirty me up. And it's not going to end. There's a hit piece on me every 2 weeks. But keep coming, because you know what? Tom Homan isn't going anywhere. Tom Homan isn't shutting up. And Tom Homan's going to keep doing what he's doing, because working with President Trump's the greatest honor of my life. Okay. We're making this country safer again every day, and we're going to keep doing it.
Sounds like a professional wrestling discussion.
Hit the music. Hit the music. You know, this guy's straight out of, what do you call it, central casting.
Yes.
You know?
I got more death threats than anybody. I got security around me, but guess what? My kids don't. My wife don't. I live with my wife in months, so I don't want her to be here with all the threats. I got to sacrifice. Yeah. Tom Homan isn't going anywhere. Tom Homan... he's not shutting up. Tom Homan's going to keep doing it. I love it when they go third person. You know, talking about themselves. Yeah.
They called Elliot Ness.
Yeah.
We're making this country safe again.
Oh, my God.
What happened to the 50 grand?
Yeah. Yeah,
what happened? Is it still in a bag in his closet?
That's right. He took it. He did take it.
Yeah. And, did he give it back?
And he has a business that provides jobs.
Really?
For border security. So when he took the $50,000, it was right up his alley. I mean, that's his business, not maybe taking bribes. But maybe it is.
But
maybe taking bribes is something, part of his big business there. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he's a thug, huh? Yeah, that was good.
Well, he was on with Bill Maher, too, and I haven't seen, I got to go back and look at that clip. But he's making the rounds.
Discussing, you know, the 50,000?
Well, we'll have to do some digging.
Amazing stuff, really.
Yeah.
All right. I got something here. Let me see. 58. Remember the story about... I don't want to do that. How about this? Remember, or not remember, have you read the fact that politicians in Congress are worried about their safety now? They're getting a lot of threats, death threats, because what happened to Charlie Kirk, and now everybody's starting to worry about their own safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, wait a minute here. What about our safety? What about the American people's safety?
Yeah.
These guys are worried about their safety and being threatened and all that kind of stuff. We have to worry about being in crowds. We have to worry about being in movie theaters. We have to worry about our kids in school. We have a lot of worries about gun problems in this country, and yet our Congress is taking an interest in maybe protecting themselves after spreading guns nationwide and not doing a damn thing about it. Mm. House Republicans are proposing a $30 million safety fund that they can dip into and, you know, do something for their homes, have security around them, but not the American people. That's the part that really rubs me wrong. Incredibly, Wisconsin Republicans have withheld paying for additional police in Milwaukee for ages, for decades, because they don't like Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So they don't let Milwaukee protect themselves with an expanded police force, and that's why there's crime in Milwaukee. This is all created by Republicans not doing anything about the gun problem and increasing funding for police in all the big cities in the country.
Yeah. That's
And
it's not changing.
No, it's not changing.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, you know, it's just irritating. It really is.
Coming up in our next hour, we're just a few minutes away from revealing our next keyword in the Go for the Green and Gold contest.
There's a certain level of excitement in the studio.
Tension is building. And, you know, you could win $200 cash plus gold jewelry. And when we reveal the keyword, we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Also, yeah. That puts you in for the grand prize drawing of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. That's coming up. And also, we're going to talk to Jim and Sarah, our friends from the Madison Hearing Aid Center. Get an update from them. That's coming up.
I think you should talk to them like a mobster and see what their reaction
is. Jim, Sarah, you got to work with me. Come on.
Let's go.
Come on. Do something for me, huh? Because I did something for you. Come on.
I'm scared now.
Okay.
It is 6:59. News straight ahead. That's right. Back with more of John and Gordy in the morning.
The big story's coming up.
WMDX. Yeah.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As the United Nations General Assembly convenes, the Secret Service says it cracked a plot that could have crippled telecommunications functions around the UN throughout New York City. The investigation's ongoing, but one source familiar with it tells ABC that authorities believe the plot's connected to the Chinese government. President Trump will address the UN today, a day after he suggested a link between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and autism. ABC medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narula says medical groups still say Tylenol is safe for pregnant women.
And contrary to what the president said, there is a downside to not treating fever and pain in pregnancy, which is preterm birth, birth defects, miscarriage, maternal anxiety and depression, and high blood pressure.
Closing arguments begin today in the trial of Ryan Ruth. He's the man of trying to kill then-candidate Donald Trump last year on a Florida golf course and is serving as his own lawyer. He faces life in prison. This is ABC News.